The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org. Arriving and finding a posture that feels steady and comfortable. Hands resting in an easy way, feet or legs supported, and feeling the weight of your body against the sitting surface. And noticing that right now, there's nothing you need to fix or solve. We're just here in this moment. Letting a few breaths be experienced in a relaxed, easy way. Not changing the breath, or just noticing that it's there. Feeling the sensations of the breath. Maybe the stretch, slight stretch in the chest, or the movement of the belly, or the feeling of cool or warm air going in and out of the nose. Now, can you tune into this overall weather or mood or emotion right now? Even if it's subtle. And maybe without needing words, just a felt sense, maybe some heaviness, or lightness, or tightness, or spaciousness, cool or hot. I'm offering words, but maybe you just have an experience. Words are not needed, not required. We're just feeling the experience of this moment in general. This is how it is right now. Can it be that simple? Now bringing some gentle curiosity to your posture. Is there a way that your body is expressing how you feel right now? Maybe there's slumping or collapsing or tightness or bracing. Or maybe there's uprightness and openness. Very gently, without forcing anything, can you invite the spine to lengthen just a little? The chest to open and soften just a little. The shoulders to settle. There isn't rigidness or stiffness, but a posture that says, this experience is worthy of my attention. Now, begin to notice more specifically where you feel this mood, this emotion, perhaps, in the body. The face or the jaw, or maybe the throat or chest or belly. Our hands. Choose one area in the body that feels comfortable enough to work with, not necessarily the strongest area, but a place that feels accessible, and let your attention rest there. Feeling the sensations from the inside. Pressure, pulsing, aching, hollowness, whatever it is. Nothing to push away, nothing to hold on to. We're just keeping company with this area of the body. It wouldn't be surprising if the mind wanted to tell stories about why you feel this way, what it means, whose fault it is. It's completely normal. And can you just kindly return to the sensations in the body? There might be story in the mind, and then we incline towards sensations in the body. Story in the mind, then incline towards sensations in the body. This sensation too belongs. Part of our practice. And then coming back to the sensations of breathing. And now you might check in again. Is there an emotion, a mood? And how is that getting felt, expressed, experienced in the body? Maybe the mood isn't clear. That's okay. And notice how the mind wants to think about the experience. Can we incline toward the experience, the sensations, rather than the thoughts? So often when we think about emotions or talk about them or imagine them, it's most often about, thoughts that we have in the mind. But there's a way in which, you know, each emotion, of course, has a somatic signature, a way in which it shows up with the body. And a way to, like, hold and be with emotions is to be with the physical experience. But this often is a training, because we want to, like, you know, the mind wants to make a story about it and fix it and make it go away, or assign meaning to it, or assign blame, or, you know, do something like this. And then we can just get stuck in the mind, and there's a way in which we can get stuck with emotions, and they don't get metabolized, or they don't get a way to move through. This, you know, idea that emotion, right, motion, they move through. So I'll talk a little bit more about that in the Dharma talk. But now I'd like to provide an opportunity for you all to talk amongst yourselves about a little bit of this idea of, you know, there's thoughts and there's experiences with emotions. And the practice is really to be with the physical sensations. And as I said, this is a training. I know certainly for me it was. So I lived my life in my head so much, and it's quite something to learn how to, like, oh no, can I just be with the tightness in the chest, or the lump in the throat, or the pressure behind the eyes, or something like this. So a question, well, have you maybe get into groups of three? And a question is, during the meditation, when I had suggested that you could feel sensations in the body and then notice how the mind wants to go and be busy, what was it that helped you to come back to the body? Anything other than my prompt, you know, come back to the body? Or is there something that can be a support for coming back to the body? Or maybe you can say, you know what, that just didn't happen. Maybe what you'll discuss is like, oh, actually, I was just completely lost in thought, or wasn't even sure what Diana was talking about, or whatever it might be. Whatever it might be. Just this movement, what supported, if there was, this movement from the mental ideas, the thinking, towards the physical experience. And the physical experience sometimes does have words associated. It can be like, oh, this is tightening, or this is tight, or wow, this is a lot of pressure. Or maybe it's just sensations, whatever way you want to do this. So I'll have you into groups of three. And this isn't like an ordinary just hanging out at Starbucks with coffee type of thing. It's a little bit contrived how we do practice, or these small group discussions. Not a little bit contrived, it is contrived. So we'll have one of whoever's going to begin to start to describe what was it like, this movement going from the mind to the body. What was it like, or what supported that movement? Speak for just a few minutes, and then it goes to the next person. Speak for a few minutes, and then it goes to the next person. So when one person is speaking, the other people are listening. And then if you have time, you can go back around. But there might not be time to go back around. So it's not as much as just a general conversation as individuals kind of like sharing their experience and other people listening. So take care of each other. What I mean by this is, don't give advice. Don't, hold forth and like, well, actually, this is what it should be. You know, don't give a little lecture or something like this. And let's stay on topic. Let's stay about talking about this idea, what I offered today. And maybe just for fun, we'll have everybody whose phone number, whatever your favorite phone number is, whichever, many of us maybe only have one, but if you have more than one, if the phone number is odd, the last digit of the phone number is odd, you can stand here, and if it's even, stand here on these different sides of these yellow. Can we do this? I'm just going to add a odd is over here, and last digit is even. It's zero. I'm saying is
zero is what?
Is even.
Oh, I'm zero. My sense is zero.
So this is the even side. Okay, so yeah, I know, right? All this math here with a meditation center. What's up with that? Like, bring in some numbers. Okay, so we're going to organize this way. How about the three odds here? The first three evens there, you guys are a group, and then this three evens, you guys are a group. Okay. And we'll come back together at around 7:13 or 14. No. Now you can just go wherever you want in the room. You can just go wherever you want and have this conversation.